guys, and welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
Yes, and today our quote is very on theme with what we shall be doing.
I wonder what we're going to
our
be doing.
Our quote is, people who love to eat are always the best people.
I mean, just like a standard, like, I mean, yes, obviously, vibes, Bible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, like, I honestly feel like, and I think we've already previously mentioned this, where it's like, for me, like, you didn't have a good time, like, or it's like your time together hasn't ended, like, unless
there was good food.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you can go out and, like, you know, like, go out and do something, like, you can go to a park, you can go bowling, you can, like, you know what I mean, there's a lot of stuff you're doing, but, like, if there isn't some kind of food before, some kind of food during, or some kind of food after, it's like, then what are you doing?
That's the thing. My idea of going out and having a good time has to include food.
And, you know,
like, the good time is the food. The rest was just entertainment until the food arrived.
No, I mean, obviously, just I feel as though it's like, it completes the motions for me. Like,
yeah,
you include food. Like, at least for me, one of these days, I want us to go back to the park and, like, have, like, a picnic moment, and mm-hmm, I want us to paint. And I want us to, like, you know how we kind of do for road trips where we have, like, a bunch of sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
I want to, like, make, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 10, I don't know, sandwiches. And I want to, like, slice them in half.
Okay.
And just kind of, like, have a little platter of that and, like, have those sandwiches. Like, have my little photo shoot moment because, you know, I want to do a photo shoot. I want to, like, dress mm-hmm, up, like, mm-hmm, in a cute dress with a mirror, and I want to take
like, a whole charcuterie board moment.
Yeah,
all that
but, like,
stuff.
With sandwiches, kind of, like, simple. Not, like, an intense charcuterie board, you know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, okay.
And just, like, be on the floor and just paint and just, like, hang out, but, like, have those sandwiches there.
Yeah,
I also, in my head,
I've...
Huh?
I gotta be eating.
Yeah, I also, in my head, either we have boba or we have Starbucks in my head for that little
agreed
moment.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. I don't know if I had
I
run
love going
this
to the
concept
park and
by
eating.
You.
You hadn't, but I'm down.
Yeah, okay, because I want to do it. And we also have to do makeup and look cute and shit, but whatever. But the other thing, I was going to say something else. I was going to say something. Oh, okay, yeah, because there was literally this one girl. I saw a video on Instagram, like TikTok via Instagram. And she was literally, like, a lot of you guys, like, ask, because she, like, I guess does meal prep videos.
Okay.
And she was showing, like, she literally meal preps for the entire week.
Okay.
Excuse me, and she meal preps breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Damn.
She literally, she has it all set
that's
out.
Dedication.
Yeah, for real, no, she does it. And she just kind of, like, has her, and she either makes some chicken with vegetables or, like, fruit with, like, yogurt, you know what I mean? She
mm-hmm,
she had, like, her shit done. And my thing is, like, as I guess the fat-ass, unhealthy person I still am.
I don't think it's fat-ass, unhealthy, because agreed.
What?
You haven't said it, but it's like, food brings me so much pleasure, I'm not gonna eat the same exact thing
that's
every
the
week
thing
constantly.
Because the thing is, she literally, because people, I guess, like, commented, and she was like, you guys keep asking me why I do this, and she's like, this is the only way that I can, like, combat my obesity. Or whatever.
Yeah,
she literally
no,
said that.
No, she's being
and
super,
like,
smart, and, like, I applaud her.
The thing for me is, like, if we're going out, like, I feel like it's so lame if, like, we went out and had, like, I don't know, like, a beach day or, like, a whole park day and we don't end it with some kind of, like, Starbucks drink or some kind of, like, I don't know, chicken sandwich from somewhere or some mm-hmm, kind of, like, sushi. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I feel as though
but
if
think
we
about
bring a
like
lunchbox
this
to just eat, like, chicken and boiled vegetables, I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
We never eat three meals a day.
We don't.
So, I like the idea. I mean, so far, we've been meal prepping, entre comillas,
we've been
dinner.
Trying. Yeah.
But the thing is, I actually like the idea to meal prep breakfast and dinner and leave lunch to
like
whatever
available
we feel that day. Like, if we want to go out, something like that. Yeah. Or, like, a salad. Like, for at home, like, okay, make it a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I won't meal prep lunch, but you should meal prep most of your meals because you can't get home and cook every single day.
You can't.
And you can't eat out every single day for all three meals.
Agreed.
What we end up doing is we only end up eating one meal and we eat out that meal. Do you know what I mean?
That's literally what we've been doing, guys. And I don't...
That's bad.
It is. Like, but I don't know how to do it differently because it's, like, just everything's fucked up and it's so annoying and I wish, like, the thing is, we need to just start taking responsibility and doing it properly.
Do you understand how we would do it?
How?
Meal prepping.
Oh.
We have
no, I mean with everything, because I also beat myself up over the fact that, like, I can't wake up early for the life of me.
But you also don't have the need to.
I don't, but, like, I want to so bad.
Yeah.
But I can't go to sleep until, like, 7 in the morning, and then, like, I don't wake up until, like, 5 in the afternoon, and I hate
we just don't belong in this time zone.
I know, but I beat myself up about it because I just, I want, I want to get my life together already. Like, and I'm not like saying, like, not overwhelming, like, I mean, I want to do everything, obviously, but it's like, there's such little things that I can be doing to just better my life, like, bit by bit, mm-hmm. and, like, I can't do it. Because, you know, it's like saying, like, oh, okay, do yoga. It's like, I need to, like, I'm conscious, and, like, I just have to do it, you know what I mean? And I just need to, like, okay, I'm going to do it right now. But it's like, I hate how waking up at a decent time and going to sleep at, like, a decent time, it's, like, something that I feel like it's out of my control. Even though, like, I obviously control it, like, I can't
once I pass will out, myself. I don't wake up until I wake up.
Yeah, exactly. I can't will myself to just wake up, and I don't know why my body doesn't listen to alarms. I must have tuned them out so many fucking times. In the dream,
I'm just dancing. Like,
yeah, in the dream, it's like, I'm jamming. You're like, yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, it's like, yes, this club's getting lit. But yeah, I feel as though I've literally given myself the goal, like, these past, like, I don't know, this past week or whatever the fuck. I've told myself, like, the next step that I want to make is to wake up at a decent time. Go to sleep at a decent time and wake up at a decent time. That's what I want to do.
Go crazy.
You don't want to join me?
Mm-mm.
No?
I'm not going to beat myself up for that. Mm-mm.
No, I'm not.
I know that I'm not going to be able to sleep as much as I sleep now for the rest of my life, so I'm going to enjoy it. I used to have such a... The thing is, I don't have insomnia. I have, like, the opposite, but I've always had difficulty sleeping. And, like, the dark circles under my eyes and the wrinkles are practically non-existent. Practically non-existent. And I love that, because the thing is, for the rest of my life, I'm not going to be able to sleep as much as I sleep now. So I'm a cash in my beauty sleep. I don't want to wrinkle early.
Literally.
While I can, I will.
Do you know another insecurity that I have? I feel as though my under eyes, like, not that they're particularly dark, but they're, like, this is so, like, defined. Like, this wrinkle right here is so defined for me. And I know it's because, like, I have really chubby cheeks. But, like, it, like...
It's not really that. It's just everyone's is.
No. Mine are specifically defined.
No, you're just more hateful towards yourself. Yours are
I'm
not.
I'm very hateful towards myself.
You notice your imperfections more than anybody else would, because yours are normal.
Are they?
Yes.
Maybe.
I used to have insecurities that my under eyes were super dark. It's because I'm pale as fuck. So obviously a little bit of darkness is like, holy intense. Shit.
Yeah.
But like now it's a vibe. So
yeah, for real.
Finally, when I like cured my insomnia.
Did you see there's this one trend.
People are doing it on purpose.
Well, yeah, there's that one trend where they do it on purpose, but there's this, like, one, like, mummy makeup look, or, like, dead
mummy?
Makeup
okay.
look, whatever, where, like, they put, like, red lipstick under their eyes, but, like, blend it out, and, like, it looks like red eyes, like, it looks so cute.
It does. Like, the thing is, I can't think of any character other than Elle, but, like, that vibe.
Elle is a vibe.
Is a whole fucking vibe.
He really is.
You know something? No, never mind, we're not gonna get into Death Note, because it's spoilers. But, where were we going with this? Yes, moral of the story, if nobody caught on, we kind of drifted, but we will be cooking today again.
Today is going to be a food day.
Yeah, we're going to be cooking our dinner for the next few days.
Yeah, it turned out our
idea of
like
meal prep.
3 or 4 days.
Because technically, we've been breakfast meal prepping. We made, like, baked oats with, like, banana and oats and, like, chocolate. It tastes like a banana,
like a muffin banana vibe?
With chocolate chips. It's really yummy, but I don't know about you, but I'm already sick of it.
Really?
I don't want a fucking another one. So I think we need to, like, interchange. Like, maybe one day we'll have, like, eggs. I don't like it.
Oh my gosh.
I've had too many already, and I just had one yesterday and today, but I'm just like,
ugh. You're over it already? Low-key, yeah. I get where you're coming from
with
that.
And what sucks
is
that
but
that's kind of, like, the main base. Like, next time we could put blueberries in it, but it's still, like, the main
oats.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, maybe part of it is the fact that we didn't make it fresh. Because I wanted to, like, we made it yesterday and we reheated it today.
No, that wasn't bad. It's just the continual flavor. Like, I like bananas, but
Okay, was it the flavor or the texture that put you off?
The flavor.
Oh,
it's empalagoso at this point. Just thinking about it kind of makes me sick.
Oh, well, damn.
Yeah.
It's sensitive.
Too sweet. Yeah, I am.
No, it's okay. I mean, then, like you said, we just need to know that that's something that you deal with. So
yeah, so like I don't want to eat that
tomorrow.
Two
or three options a week.
I want to eat something
else.
And then
let's make eggs with something tomorrow. Mm. You don't want eggs either?
It's okay, yeah, we could do eggs.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see if we can do pancakes. Do you like pancakes? What do you want to eat?
I don't know. Breakfast foods suck. We could try waffles maybe.
What's
waffles or fried chicken?
Vibes.
How do we get fried chicken?
We really have
to go to the store and buy stuff.
How about we go to Walmart once we have access to the car again? I know. Walmart.
She hates going to Walmart.
It's so big.
The Walmart, yeah, it's really big. That's what
she said. But ready, you guys? Let's just hop straight into it. We're going to be cooking today. It's going to be a while for us, but hopefully just a few seconds for you guys. It'll be here in a second.
Right, guys, we have moved to the kitchen area.
Agreed.
I'm currently dicing potatoes.
Okay, yeah, because I already...
a square shape.
I already peeled most of them. I was going to say, it says into 1-inch squares.
I don't know what that is, so I'm just going to...
Bigger than what you're doing, actually.
This isn't even a square, though.
I mean, but I'm assuming that the width that you're going for...
What's a width?
It's the side of it.
Do you have a picture?
Yes.
I don't think that's the 1-inch part.
That, like, I mean, just like cubes, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to do rectangles.
Ah.
We're going to cook them in the oven, so, like, should I put Pam on that and then lay them on?
No, what the recipe says, because I don't know if you already said it, but we're cooking poached fish with roasted vegetables. And it says, preheat the oven to 425, transfer the potatoes and zucchini to a foil-lined baking sheet and toss with 2 tablespoons of oil. Season with salt and pepper, transfer to the oven and bake for 20 to 30 minutes, flipping once halfway through, then remove from the oven.
Got it.
So that's what we're doing first. So right now we're literally just kind of... dicing. Cutting these little pretties. Also, do you want to explain our potato situation?
Yeah, we were supposed to do 4, but I don't know where the other 2 are. Maybe we forgot to buy them. Maybe somebody else used them. I don't know. I didn't keep tabs on the potatoes.
I really didn't either.
I assume we bought all the potatoes we would need.
I assumed I just couldn't find them.
No, they would have been with... If these are our potatoes, they would have all been together.
What if we're using somebody else's potatoes?
I'm pretty sure that might be what's happening, but they'll be fine. Oh, really?
But these are the only... It literally says Yukon Gold potatoes.
I remember that we couldn't find the Yukon Gold. How would you know that these are Yukon Gold? It doesn't say it anywhere.
Because they're the gold-colored one. You literally already asked me this, and I was like, they're the gold ones.
I remember I was at Walmart, and I couldn't find Yukon Gold, so I just got potatoes.
What, did you really? Well, I didn't even see any potatoes in the fridge, though.
So maybe these are our potatoes.
Oh.
Now we'll buy more. Are potatoes supposed to be black like this? I don't know how I feel.
It should be fine. We're gonna bake them. I mean, I hope it's fine. I mean, I honestly don't know. This is my first time cooking as well. Yeah, but see, now our... you're right.
Like our third?
But now I feel as though our zucchini to potato ratio is, like, less.
Hopefully we like zucchini.
Hopefully we like zucchini.
No choice. So how much olive oil?
It says 2 tablespoons.
This one, the yummy one?
Yeah, sure. Even though since we're baking, we don't have to use it, but let's use the better quality one. Because I don't know what other people do with the other oils. You know what I mean?
No, what I mean?
Because, they, like, reuse the oil
fried. Frying, but you don't use that to cook other things. You use it to fry again, right?
I know, but, like, what is what?
This one is not reused. That one is. You see it because it's nasty looking.
Oh. Explain further. So you're pointing at the nasty oils?
Yeah, it's, like, darker because it was fried. Versus this one looks yellow.
Am I the only one? I feel like once I already use oil, like, I'm gonna toss it. Like, unless I plan on frying again in the near future.
I mean, if you're rich, you can do that.
I guess. I guess I'm not. Bitches. I need to not adopt these rich people mentality. No, I am not. Why? Well, I mean, yeah.
With zucchini, is the broccoli going with it, too?
It is, yes.
Wow, honestly, I can't tell the... Ooh, don't eat that. No. You dumbass. I said no.
Do they eat a raw zucchini?
Yes. Ooh, I hope that wasn't too loud.
Okay, ready? Explain what you're doing, verbalize.
I'm not going to do the Heimlich. I'm...
You are massaging.
Verbally abusing my dogs.
Oh. That too.
Oh, but I'm trying to spread... I can't tell the difference between zucchini and potato. I wonder if zucchinis are just healthy potatoes. And the broccoli goes there too?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to squeeze some lemon on there or what?
Well, we need to squeeze...
You cutting this more or should I start throwing?
I will cut them more. Why are you, like, rushing? Take a minute.
All right, I'll go sit. You tell me you're ready. Okay, I guess I'll just sprinkle oil. Okay, I just oiled up everybody. Now, fan of pepper, everybody. I'm not a very big fan of pepper. I'm gonna salt my butty. I really don't like those black potatoes. They were supposed to be Yukon Gold. I don't know why they're black. What? I'm salting them now, waiting for broccoli. I don't know how much salt. I'm just supposed to use salt, nothing else?
I said salt and pepper.
Oh, right. I mean, those two and nothing else?
Yeah, at this point, that's it. And just the oil. It says 2 tablespoons of oil.
I eyeballed it. And now mixy. Our oven is nowhere near preheated, so...
Okay, so then we'll be back in a minute once that's preheated.
Okay, so I guess we're back. Okay. Nothing much has changed. We're still waiting for the oven to preheat.
Pero dale.
Now we're going to mix the broth. So we're going to pour 3 cups of vegetable stock in a wide saute pan.
Ooh, fun. Please tell me you guys heard that ASMR.
Was it ASMR?
I don't know. Are cooking sounds not ASMR for you?
No, I don't like food and chewing sounds.
Chewing is different from cooking. That's why I specifically said cooking.
I don't think I've ever seen a cooking ASMR, so I honestly couldn't tell you.
Okay. There.
Mixed a can of potatoes. Our can oven of, has preheated.
I'm sorry, you mixed a can of what?
Tomatoes? Is that not what I said?
I'm pretty sure you said potatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, some crushed tomatoes.
How long do I have to cook these dudes for?
It says 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, so I'm putting...
Put them for like 25,
the
I guess.
The veggie pan in the oven.
Ooh, fancy. 20. And do you need like una paleta to like mix the broth?
Yeah, I like spatulas. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So continuing the parsley. I'm just slicing it, or dicing it. What is this called? Like, dicing, slicing?
Dicing is you make it into tiny cubes, slicing is you just cut.
I think slicing is to make it into strips. What do you call, like, when you pulverize something?
I think dicing.
Yeah?
When you take it further, it's dicing.
Okay, so dicing, but then you could, like, dice it into, like, 1-inch cubes, literally, like we did earlier, so it's, like, it's a bigger dice.
Or is that minced? I think what minced, you meant is minced.
Minced. Wow.
I'm trying to remember the princess frog.
The frog prince?
The princess frog. It's not called the frog prince. It's called the princess frog.
The princess and the frog?
That's not what it's called. The one with Tatiana. It's called the princess frog.
Are you sure? I don't think it's called the princess frog.
I'm going to really check.
Okay, so what do I have to do next?
The princess and the frog. Wow, what a long ass name. But I knew it definitely wasn't the frog prince.
Didn't I say the princess frog lastly?
No.
I didn't?
I said the princess frog. You said the frog prince. And then you said the princess and the frog. And I was like, no, I think it's the princess frog.
Oh, but I changed it to the princess and the frog.
Yeah, but we were both wrong.
Which made me correct ultimately, which is all that matters.
No.
At the end of the day, I was correct first.
Now we have to bring this to a boil. I'm not sure if I have to put a cap on it or not. Where's the book?
The all-knowing book. Okay, in the recipe it says that I should collect some lemon zest as well.
Did you give me crushed red pepper?
Crushed red pepper, it's right there, yeah. So what are you doing?
I'm putting crushed red pepper. This one is really spicy, so I'm not going to put a lot.
Put a lot, girl.
No, it's a bad spicy.
Oh, is it really?
It's that thing that makes those, all of what's-his-face's soups, like, super, like, whoop.
Oh, really?
That's what it was. Mind. Yeah, no, not great.
Okay.
Pinch of sugar.
The recipe calls for some lemon zest. I'm not going to do that. Is that bad?
Oh, yeah, that is bad because it asks for it, so you should.
But, like, I don't know how to collect the zest of a lemon.
We have a little dude that does it. I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to put garlic powder or something.
Do
this
it.
Is so fucking boring.
Do it. No, it's fish. This is fish.
You can't put garlic powder with fish?
I don't know. There's a reason why there's no onion and garlic in this recipe. Because
they're lame. I don't know how much salt to put. I'm going to put 3 of these.
Nothing. Put 4. Be spicy.
Well, we don't want to overdo it. We can always spice up later.
We really can. Okay, let me.
This thing, nope.
Oh, the zester?
Yeah, this thing's just the lemon.
Grab the other lemon and the zester.
What'd you do to me? That's such a waste.
I threw it out. It doesn't matter.
That's such a waste of lemon. Did you wash it already?
Wash the lemon? No, I did not.
Wash the lemon.
I will.
Why is there a lemon here
it's
that
washed,
hasn't been
it's
washed?
Oh. Okay.
Okay, honestly, I've never zested a lemon either. I just kind of assumed that I would be able to understand.
And do you just want to put it in here with the lemon juice? Do we put those both at the
same
time?
I don't know. Go check.
Okay.
That I couldn't tell you.
According to the recipe book, it says, while vegetables are roasting in a wide saute pan, bring the vegetable stock and crushed tomatoes to a boil. Season with salt, pepper, crushed red pepper, and a pinch of sugar. Did you put sugar?
I did.
Boil for 8 to 10 minutes or until just beginning to reduce.
Uh-oh. Wasn't I supposed to cook this for an amount of time?
Yeah, 8 to 10 minutes.
So how long has it been?
Let's say 3.
Kitchen.
So put a timer for 7 minutes. Turn the heat to low.
Oh, it actually smells really yummy.
After 8 to 10 minutes, turn the heat to low and add the fish. Cover
yes.
and cook for 10 to 12 minutes or until the fillets are opaque and cook through using a blotted spoon or spatula. Carefully transfer the fish to a plate and cover with foil to keep warm. Oh, we're gonna have to transfer the fish soon. So I guess
not
we'll transfer
soon,
it
in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, agreed, but like, I have those plates set up. Then it says, bring the poaching broth back to a boil for an additional 5 minutes. Stir in butter, spinach, and all but a pinch of parsley leaves. Pour in the lemon juice, taste the broth, and season with salt, pepper, and crushed red pepper.
When does the zest go in?
That's literally what I'm about to add. Oh, spoon the roasted vegetables into a shallow bowl and place a fish fillet on top. Ladle the broth over each dish, sprinkle with lemon zest and the reserved chopped parsley. Add a sprinkle of crushed red pepper if desired.
Oh, so this is adorno.
That's like adorno at the end.
Okay, then I'll just leave it on this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow, you zested that. Oh my god, it's like overflowing. Is that bad?
Oh, it is probably bad.
What do I do? Mix it?
No, I think you're supposed to put like a wooden spoon, right?
Oh, is that? No, but that's for boiling water.
And that's a boiling liquid.
Nobody says to do that for liquids. I guess just continue to mix. I mean, it is boiling. Are we supposed to reduce it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to reduce. Oh, look, you calmed it down.
I did. I don't know what I did, but I did it.
Right,
or maybe it was just naturally going to do it anyways.
I don't think so. I think it was heading towards disaster.
Heading towards disaster? Title of your sex
tape. I was about to say.
Okay. Whatchamacallit? So, did you add enough salt and pepper and everything?
I hope so. You want to try it? It should be edible.
Should I try it? No, I don't want to try it. It's boiling. I'm probably
going
to burn myself.
Ooh, the fish is gooey.
Oh, you're putting it... Oh.
We can just clean that.
I guess. Are you going to clean that is my question?
Sure. Damn.
Ready? So
why are you always going to come for me? Wow, that's not a lot of fish.
It's not. So I'm thinking, like, what, are we going to split it in four? Or are we just going to do a little piece of fish? How are we going to do this?
A little piece
ooh,
of
the
fish.
Spatula.
Must have lost us 3
ow,
days.
Ow.
Why'd you leave the spatula in
it
there?
It wasn't on purpose, Mama.
Well,
don't call me a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Don't call me a dumbass. I've been really sensitive today. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Today is not my day. Whatchamacallit? Okay, let's see. Okay, so I'm gonna. Where do you put
actually,
the spatula
oh.
so that it's not a problem?
Oh, just put it on the counter. Then we'll clean the counter later.
Oh, okay.
I had this whole like mental breakdown to like get deep. I don't know if we should while cooking.
Yeah, let's do it.
Not a mental breakdown, but I was just thinking about it. That like because I'm super like feminist and it's like I don't need a man. It's like I don't need a man.
You don't.
But like I'm wondering because I see all these people like get obsessed with other people, like whether it be guys getting obsessed with guys or guys getting obsessed with guys, like. Whether
we're
it be a
inclusive.
Guy becoming obsessed with someone or a girl becoming obsessed with someone, but, like, in relationships, there's always, like, that obsession aspect where it's, like, even though they hurt you,
you still
want to
stay
with them.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, what that could be for me. And I feel like it's the premise of finally, like, somebody understanding me, like, apart from you. Because I find it funny that one person who se la tira de, like, therapist, and it's like, oh, I'm so good at understanding the world. His advice for someone mentally unstable... I did a 6-hour timer. Ugh. Damn. That's useless. It's no, been it's okay. 3 minutes.
I remember it's been 3 minutes. It was 3 minutes of the 20-minute mark.
Because I made it 7.
Okay. I mean, I remember that when I said it 3 minutes, like, we were at 20, and it's been 3 more minutes, so it's been 6. So, 4. So, literally, when that hits 4 more minutes, when that hits 12, or when that hits whatever the math is.
Can you mix this dude for me? Seems like
yeah, I got you, Mama. Yeah, literally, I'm not doing anything. Do you want to read the recipe? I feel like I should be doing something, but literally.
It's fine, mix while I look for the cap.
Yeah, because last time there was so much prep work that I was, like, overwhelmed until the, like, last second, but here I'm literally not doing anything. Because we already have the cod, like, separated and, like, sawed. That seems perfect. To fit. Yeah. We already have the cod separated and, like, thawed. I already cut up the parsley. Is there anything else I need to cut up? I mean, I already cut up the zucchini and the potato. Oh, I didn't verbalize it in the moment, but, since we are missing 2 of 4 potatoes that we had to put in the recipe, I decided to put, like, we had some broccoli there, just to add
more. That was your choice?
I mean, because the thing is, you could substitute broccoli with zucchini. So I was like,
with potato.
I mean, we're going to put more, and it's not like we could put more zucchini.
I'm just kidding, I don't care.
I mean, I was like going to say, I feel like more vegetables, I mean, the more the merrier, you know?
Yep, it's chill.
But continue, you had the whole mental breakdown.
I was just thinking about it. Because it's like his advice.
To somebody who is mentally unstable.
Is like, just suck it up and don't make it hard for the people around you.
When did he say that?
His thing where I was like, because I don't feel, like, happy, so it, like, it comes off as sad, and he's like, yeah, but you're, like, dragging the people around you down, so just don't be sad, be happy.
What the fuck? For them.
No, I remember he said that, and I was like, oh, nice, thanks. I hadn't thought of that. I wanted to sit here and be a total drag.
Did you say that to him?
No, I was like, yeah, you're right. Because I never can think of anything in the moment.
Wait, but that's so fucking
annoying. It's so annoying how all the pressure gets put on the mentally unstable one. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, fix your shit, feel better, get over it, move on. It's like, if I could, I would. I'm not trying to sit here fucking drowning.
I'm not trying to be depressed. I'm not trying to be anxious. I'm not trying to hate my surroundings.
Dead ass.
It's like, and obviously, since he knows your circumstances, and obviously, like, this is something bigger than I am. I can't just escape my circumstances right now.
Do you know what's insane to me more than anything? Because he said that to me once, and I am mentally aware enough, as much as that was like, damn, I can't believe someone could say that, a psychologist would say that, as much as that was, like, a damn to me, like, I know that what he said was bullshit, it's the fact that the person that he's with is very similar to me in that aspect, but is very mentally unaware and very easy to manipulate, and she has someone like that telling her shit every single day.
Damn.
And what he says to her is just, suck it up. You're a mom. You don't get to sit around and fucking cry. Get your shit together. And it's like, that's not how you handle someone. You don't have to sit here and bring, like, a whole pity party. You don't even have to try to help the person who's mentally unstable. But if you're not going to help, then get the fuck out. You know what I mean?
Am I good for you in that aspect? I feel as though I never know what to do, but do I...
I don't know what to do either, but I know that wasn't it.
I
know that he missed the mark. One of your favorite things to say to me is get over it. And that's pretty rough to hear sometimes. But I know that what he said isn't wrong. I know that what he said makes sense. Just get over it. Like, stop being upset. And it's like, I wish I could do that because that is perfect.
I feel like it's not fair that you say that one of my favorite things is get over it. Because I say that under the context of, like, when, like, you're in a bad... Like, when I call you being in a bad mood, which isn't you being in a bad mood. It's just you, like, being detached or whatever. And then I'm like, hey, can you, like, get over it and, like, be present, or can you get... But it's not so much, like, trying to be like, hey, get over your circumstances. Like, I don't give a shit if
you... They are my circumstances.
I know, but... The thing is, it took me a really long time to differentiate between you being in a bad mood
and being in a bad place.
Yeah.
They honestly go hand in hand.
I was gonna say, and it's still kind of, like,
it's
murky
still
water
hard.
Or whatever.
The thing is, if I wasn't... I'm barely with energy, and I'm chugging straight sugar right now. And it's barely keeping me able.
My love.
I'm about to finish the whole quart of strawberries.
Oh, I want some! Give me some!
Honestly, I need all of it, but I'll give you a sip.
Just a little bit.
I need more because I already filled the cup up twice.
I'm sorry, have you been in a bad place today?
No.
I feel like I haven't been in a good place.
I know that my energy level, you're a little off, definitely.
I'm very off today. I
think we're done. We're definitely sorry. Well, we have to use this countertop.
Okay,
we're
so done. Now add the fish. What does it say? What does it say?
Put it on low.
We lower the heat.
So down to the middle. There you go.
Down to the middle.
And then we put the fish in.
We cover it for 10 to 12 minutes or what?
12. Well, yeah, we'll do 10.
Wow. I don't know why most of these recipes. We're cooking fish, y'all. I think this is literally the first time in my life that I'm cooking fish.
Yeah, I would never willingly do this.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Okay. Ready? So we're covering that.
Okay, let me rinse the plate that you insisted I wouldn't. See? I rinsed it. You win, I win, you lose. I saw you drink my strawberry.
I mean,
don't bang on the countertop.
Did we?
Don't bang on the countertop.
BB!
You see? You bang on the countertop because we're using it.
I didn't do it on purpose either.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't think we need the cutting board.
I don't think so either. So let me go ahead.
Okay, we'll just follow that timer literally.
Ah, nice.
Both things are coming out at the same time.
Okay.
Did I have to turn the potatoes in any way or something?
Yeah, halfway through.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. We're halfway. Do you want to do it from there? You're going to hurt yourself. At least pull it out a little bit.
I mean, I feel like,
You're not doing anything. Take it out.
Take it out? Put it where?
I need another glove thingy.
Another glove?
Hmm.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Wait. Gross. I have more strength. Let me do it. Okay.
Just because you said that I have to do it.
Move the spatula. The spatula has been moved.
Okay. Mixy.
Can you do that while I wash? Okay, I'm going to enfoguard the cutting board.
I'm not gonna lie, this doesn't look appetizing to me.
No?
The potatoes look kind of yummy, but the zucchini... Mm-mm.
How long did you put the timer for? 30 minutes?
25.
Okay, maybe we want to cook it more so that they're more browned.
We have another 10 minutes. Why would we...
Okay, I mean, we'll see at the
10 minute
mark.
Why would we decide right now?
I guess we'll see at the 10 minute mark!
Uh-oh.
What happened?
We lost the zucchini.
She just fucking threw that at me!
I meant it where? The sink, but you moved.
You threw it dead ass in the middle of my body!
No.
Yes.
You moved.
We were playing target practice.
And I missed.
And you didn't miss me.
Okay, I just moved them around a little bit.
That works. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck more they want.
I don't know either.
So, yeah. Do that. That is locked.
Oh, this is rough. Oh, I'm gonna feel like an idiot if I drop this.
You won't. You are such a successful human being.
Alright.
But wait, going back, I don't know, and then like almost with the other conversation.
Which one?
Do you not think that you're gonna ever be obsessed with somebody?
The countertop again. My point was that I wonder if finally someone is like actually understanding, because I dreamt up this whole scenario because, you know, people fall in love with like their therapists, you know?
That's a thing, yeah. It's like, because, oh my god, you're the only person who understands me.
Yeah.
And do you fall in love with your therapist?
I'm wondering if that's where I would finally be a dumbass. Because of course the therapist has to be an older guy, which is a red flag for me. But like then I would make all these excuses because it's like, yes, he's older, but he's educated and he's kind, and it doesn't matter that he, like, belittles me because he is better than me, you know? He's smarter, he's more enlightened, you know? And, like, I put him on this pedestal. I'd hate to be that person, and I'm scared that I would be. Hmm. I feel like because I'm so... What do you want to say?
No. I was just reading to see if we were on track with everything, but continue.
The thing is, because I'm so aware of it, I'm sure it won't happen, but I feel like that's the only place where I'll fuck up.
In therapy?
In my opinion. Not just therapy, just that
somebody
scenario.
Who might be semi-educated. Is that why I fucked up?
With what? What'd you do?
In my alternate reality.
Yeah, but he wasn't gonna be gran cosa. I'm talking about an educated older gentleman who is going to talk with me when I'm most vulnerable and I'm gonna feel comfortable sharing things about myself with. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, also, there's a reason why they don't recommend the opposite sex during therapy.
Do they really not?
I mean, you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're literally in a vulnerable place. Not that nowadays it's like, I'll fall in love with a woman too. Like, don't worry. Don't test me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll push the boundaries of love.
But do they really recommend
I fell in love with the therapist's dog.
He was really nice.
Yeah, he was the only one who'd show me affection.
Would listen to me. I would talk and I know he was hearing me.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really recommend the same gender? I didn't know that.
I think so.
That's sexist as fuck, but I'll let it go.
Because I'm not going to. Am I the only one? I mean, maybe some people. I don't know. Because literally, because it's a thing. You wouldn't be the only one to fall in love with your therapist.
The only example I have is when Robin fell in love with that one guy. And he was really good for her from How I Met Your Mother.
Who, the...
Ravi, I think was his name.
Oh, like the Indian guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And he was her therapist?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
Yeah, he was her therapist. Oh, but the therapist fell in love with her too, so it was
Yeah, that's why they stopped seeing each other. And then he's like, but we can't have a romantic relationship. And then she goes in and she's like, okay, then now you have to tell me your deepest, darkest shit. Like, so that we're even. Because it's not professional, because, like, you confided in me in a professional setting.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, if I could forget this information and then start dating you, cool, but fine, I can't.
But, like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Just real quick. I mean, sorry, not to, like, cortar the conversation, no, but...
we have food to
cook. So, it says, while vegetables are roasting in a wire saute pan, bring the vegetable stock and crushed tomatoes to a boil, season with salt and pepper, crushed red pepper, and a pinch of sugar. Boil for 8 to 10 minutes
we or until the part reduced. Where using a slotted spoon or spatula, carefully cover transfer and cook the fish to a plate.
Okay, using a slotted spoon or carefully transfer the fish to a plate. So, we have here the plate that the fish is going to be transferred to.
And let me get some foil going, just because we
and
have...
then... oh, send it covered with foil to keep warm is what it says. ASMR. Like, put it on.
I'm doing foil crinkly.
Beautiful. Okay, so then it says bring the poaching. Oh my gosh.
It's really fucking heavy.
Bring the poaching broth back to a boil for an additional 5 minutes. Then, for that 5 minutes, stir in butter, spinach, and all but a pinch of the parsley leaves. Pour in the lemon juice and taste the broth and season with salt and pepper and crushed red pepper to taste again.
Okay, so...
did we put away the salted red, crushed red pepper?
Yeah, I don't want to put more.
No, why?
I'd rather put garlic powder. That gives a yucky feeling in your throat.
It's does it? Nice. Should we buy a different crushed red pepper?
No, just that's what red pepper tastes like. I don't like it.
Oh. Okay, and then after that, it says spoon the roasted vegetables into a shallow bowl and place a fish fillet on top. Ladle the broth. Oh, we should get an envase that we're going to put the leftovers or the rest of the meal in. Okay, so I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, literally what we're waiting for is for these 10 minutes to be up. Then we're going to put the fish here, cover the fish, cook that for another 5 minutes with butter, with lemon zest, with parsley, except for leave some parsley.
Okay, I think we'll be back and we'll do this.
Okay. So we'll be back in T minus 3, 2, 1, 1, and we're back.
We are back. Okay, now I'm scooping.
Do you need, like, another thing? Something
to,
like...
yeah, this is not gonna work.
Okay.
I have to scoop out the fish.
Filet mignon.
Okay, what are you saying?
I don't know. Okay, so here's another...
Okay.
I was gonna say, are we gonna do this
by ourselves or together? Wow, it's so squishy.
Fish, that's cod.
This came apart in here.
That's cod. Oh, okay, good. So then just put them.
It's gonna be very easy.
Pile them on separate. Here. Oh yeah, nice.
Okay. So keep going. What's next?
What's next?
Get the veggies and shit.
How much spinach and stuff do we need? Using a spotted spoon. It says to do 5 ounces. Oh, on the other page it was 5 ounces of baby spinach. So we're just gonna like grab a good amount, you know.
Sounds good.
Okay, then it says to stir in butter, spinach, and all but a pinch of parsley leaves, pour in lemon juice, taste the broth and season with salt and pepper, and crush red pepper to taste. Okay, so I'm gonna cover the fish real quick, and then I guess turn that back up, because it says to boil it again.
Okay.
1 second, I'm gonna cover the fish.
But with everything, right?
Yeah. We're putting everything in as
lemon, all but some parsley, butter, and...
and what was the last part?
The spinach stuff.
Yes. Okay. The fish is protected. Okay. How much butter?
This plus.
Ah.
I'm going
to
ham.
So just put nice
butter.
A nice amount of butter. Yeah, because we don't measure in this kitchen.
We really don't.
Measuring is for bitches.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to just grab some of that. What else was it? Stir butter, spinach, and all but a pinch of parsley.
Especially because this is the good butter.
I'm going to put some... okay, there. It was a good amount of parsley.
I think the lemon juice, the onion,
yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Mama. Okay. Ooh, I would put more butter. What do you mean?
That's 2 tablespoons. You want to put more?
Yeah, girl.
Okay.
Let's butter the bitch up.
I don't mind.
Okay, and I'm going to, like, put a lot of this.
I would say maybe 3 fistfuls.
Okay.
Damn, yeah, we definitely overdid the butter.
It's like, is it, Are we complaining? No.
Alright, let me work with this. We can put more later, but let me work with this at least.
And then we're going to do that for another, it says, boil for an additional 5 minutes, stir in butter, spinach, and all but a pinch of parsley leaves, pour in lemon juice, taste the broth and season with salt, pepper, and, okay, so we're going to put some more salt, some more pepper, just some more salt and pepper, right?
Mm-hmm. We haven't tasted it, but I did honestly put a good amount of salt.
I mean, if it's asking for more, then that means good. Okay, just two little somethings of that. So the salt's winning. Now pepper.
Bring me more lettuce leaves too. So much pepper.
I'm sorry, is that, was it too much? The fact that you think that was a lot means that you didn't put enough last time, so we're good.
I really like pepper.
Okay, so just one more handful of these greenies. Or should we do more? Last time I feel like it was lacking in the other one. I feel like a little bit more. We like greens. We like greens. Okay, so I'm going to put this away.
That's a nice slices.
What?
Have you not seen that video where the person kept cutting the pizza, and the guy was like, oh, nice slices.
It's like, you're giving this too little. Okay, so we have, I want more plates.
Oh my god, this is ready.
Oh my gosh, you scared me.
Oh, my eye.
Oh my gosh, okay.
This is ready. Where do we put
it? I'll take it out and put it to the side over here.
Do you want to take it to the table?
I don't, actually.
You'll put it here? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put it here on the side. Ready? Talking in terms of... Oh my god, I almost burned myself.
Not that thin. It'll burn you because it's wet.
Oh my god.
Damn, girl. Do I have to do it?
No! I am a capable young woman!
Good job.
I did it! Okay, speaking in terms of, what was I about to say? I don't know.
Sorry.
Oh, in terms of, like, conservation, because, like, we're gonna store this. Do we store the potato and the zucchini all together? Like, we're gonna do that. Excuse me, I'm gonna grab another plate.
I forgot to put ham on this. Oh, I mixed them in with oil.
You did. There was some oil on that. Okay, so here's another plate. We have the fish here protected and heated. Ooh, that is boiling. Did you put a timer for 5 minutes?
I did.
Awesome. Okay.
That's the 2 minute mark.
So we'll be back once we're assembling, I guess. Ready? And?
We are back. Uh-oh, I think I messed up.
It's okay.
Okay, yeah, we're back. I did something to the audio. That's my bad.
It's okay.
That was loud. Now we're gonna cut the cod, the brothy sauce, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. We already served the potato and the zucchini.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, careful, come on.
Okay. Yes, potato and zucchini are served. Now I'm gonna cut up the fishy. Should I serve fishy too?
Mm-hmm. Serve fish on top, and then we pour the broth over.
Nice.
Okay,
it's going to be a very small amount of fish. I hope you don't like fish.
Should we have bought more? I thought we...
We bought what it asked for. It's very little.
Was it?
We're also eating with our eyes. There's more than enough food on this plate.
Yeah. Now we got the zucchini. We got the broccoli. We got the potatoes.
Protein is not supposed to be the biggest amount.
It's really not. I feel like that's something that we were, raised on, and it's, bad.
Yes. It was always the biggest amount. It doesn't have to be. Okay. And I cut up the fishy. Now the broth. Where's the ladle thing?
Here, sorry, I'm using it. That's fine. I'm almost done. Okay, there we go.
Now our saucy, here we come.
Ooh. I love cooked broccoli. It's literally so delicious.
Wow, look at how creamy this is.
Wow, that looks so good. It's thick and creamy and has veggies, you guys. Wow.
The fish kind of died.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
on top.
Maybe don't.
For picture purposes.
The fish. I'm going to try a piece of the fish. Do you want to try a piece of
it? I'm sure it'll be fine.
The fish is delicious.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love fish that tastes like that. I feel like a little bit more, right?
A little bit more broth? Green or broth?
Ooh. Broth, I guess.
For both of them or just this one?
For both, right? We want liquid. I mean, it's a fishy. I mean, whatever.
I'm trying to. Yeah, I feel like that's a good amount.
Okay.
Now let me put the fishy back on.
And then push the fishy back on top. And I guess we're done assembling. We'll be back once we're trying it.
Yes.
Hopefully. Let's see. And, oh gosh. We'll be back. Okay, you guys. So we've already cleaned everything, set everything up, and we're just literally gonna just taste real quick.
I don't see my cod, but I know it's in here.
It's like hidden.
It looks pretty fucking good. Mm. I'm gonna get a squash, I'm gonna get a cod, and I'm gonna get some greens.
Okay.
Ready?
Damn.
Take your time.
Okay, I immediately got the lemon.
Me too. Maybe a bit too much.
Did we? And we only did one.
No. That's the zest I put on top.
Oh.
If you mix it, you're just getting it straight because I literally just put it on top. But I fuck with this hella.
This is, like, delicious.
What I like is that it tastes good and this is really healthy.
Agreed.
Because if not, I'd be eating, like, KFC or something and that's not good for you. But here I'm eating cod, I'm eating veggies. I'm loving it.
Okay.
No loudness.
yeah, it's delicious. Again, lemon, I'm loving the roasted, broccoli, the zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's freaking delicious. I vibe with this, you guys.
This is good.
I don't know if you can possibly follow the recipe by what we said, but...
Not at all.
But I recommend, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye, thanks for tuning in.